This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature's letting millions of Americans have it. Temperatures well over 100 degrees in parts of the West. Mary Olson's in Simi Valley, California, about a 40-minute drive from downtown L.A. She tells ABC 7 Los Angeles.
I'm trying to stay in my house most of the time. Today I am actually going out to Camarillo to go shopping with a friend, so we'll be out where it's a little bit cooler.
It'll only be about 79 degrees today in Camarillo. In Palm Springs, it'll be 116. Las Vegas is expecting a high today of 114. Across the South, they're expecting rain so heavy, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared an emergency so the state can help with what could well be a challenging weekend. Here's our Tim McGuire.
The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning that runs from intercoastal city Louisiana through New Orleans to the Alabama-Florida line. Forecasters say the system off the Yucatan Peninsula could bring up to a foot of rain starting Friday through the weekend from the coast northeastward to the southern Appalachians. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says coastal parts of his state are under a state of emergency. I'm Tim McGuire.
The UN says in a year in which we were all locked down, confined in our homes, in our communities, in our cities, nearly 3 million people made a run for it, leaving their homes because of war, violence, persecution, and human rights violations. A UN official says many people who want to leave their home countries cannot, but will as soon as borders reopen. He thinks some of them will come to the U.S. A brown bear on the loose in Sapporo, Japan, has been shot and killed after wounding four people, disrupting flights at an airport this morning, and wandering into a military camp. This is AP News. Juneteenth, the new national holiday, is tomorrow, June 19th. It commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. A historian who pushed to make Juneteenth an official state holiday in Massachusetts is celebrating now that it's a federal holiday as well. Our Sagar Magani has this.
I am overjoyed.
Amilcar Shabazz at UMass Amherst says it's a holiday his ancestors created, but it's just the first installment toward righting the wrong of slavery.
Juneteenth as a national holiday opens the door. What follows is what we have to now push for.
He says the next step must be reparations for slavery, along with addressing racism and police brutality. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Most federal government workers will observe the holiday today because it falls on a Saturday this year. D.C. and several states have closed their offices today to mark the holiday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.